Greetings and welcome again to IdahoPress.com. BJ Raines with you, Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press Tribune and our website, IdahoPress.com. Another edition of the Bronco Report podcast, another big Friday night game for Boise State going up against Fresno State. Number 25 Fresno State, first time in a while the number is in front of the other team and not Boise State. Big game for Boise State, need to win this to stay undefeated in the Mountain West Conference. And nice enough to help us break this game down for a few seconds, going to be calling the game on ESPN, Danny Cannell, along with Carter Blackburn and Allison Williams, the 7 o'clock Mountain Time start on ESPN. Danny, thanks so much for joining us. I know you broadcasted the Boise State Air Force game on last Friday. What are just your thoughts on Boise State, I guess, losing the game to Washington and then winning the next two?
Sure, BJ. You know, I guess I'll go with the good and the bad. I mean, I think the good, obviously, was on the offensive side of the ball. Two guys really jumped out to me, and that was, you know, quarterback Jones Bouncelet, who was about as close to flawless as you can get, you know, completing 93% of his passes. Really, his only mistake in that game was one interception late that didn't even really cost his team that much. And then the other one was Jay Ajayi, who was spectacular running the football and really showed me the ability, you know, kind of to be that big, physical back that can be an integral piece of your offense. And not only can he make the tough runs physically, but he could also get to the edge and get you those longer plays down the field. And then I guess the concern for me with Boise State is still their defense. You know, they've got a ton of young guys, 5 freshmen. They really have struggled against the run. Granted, they played against some good teams. Washington was, you know, Spanky as the running back, really impressive. And then, you know, against Air Force, they're always going to be tough up against the run. But ultimately, they're going to have to get things straightened out on the defensive side of the ball if they want to contend for a Mountain West title.
What do you make of the Boise State offense? And it really, you know, against Washington, it really was a non-factor. They changed this offense. And, you know, you're a college football guy, obviously. And you know, you see Boise State, you're used to the trick plays and the, you know, the all the different formations and the 40, 50-point games. And you know, it's been a little bit of a changing of the guard a little bit. They've simplified the playbook, trying to do some more basic stuff. What do you make of just the changes that Boise State and Coach Peterson have made this year? And I know you touched on some of the individuals, but when you look at the whole thing that they're putting together and talking to Coach Peterson, how do you kind of look at just the changes they've made to the offense and where you think they're headed?
Well, I think in talking to Coach Peterson and talking to offensive coordinator Robert Prince, you look at it, you're saying, all right, they're not doing too much drastically different. They're just, I guess you could say their identity is changing a little bit because, you know, now they're predominantly no huddle, really trying to push the tempo, which, you know, I'd say probably 75-80% of college football is going to that. And a big reason they're doing that is to help their defense, because their defense sees it now every day in practice, and they're probably going to see it 8 or 9 times throughout the season. And the other thing is, you know, the pistol formation, which is a little bit a new wrinkle for Boise State that we haven't seen out there in a while. But I like it. I think the thing with the pistol is it just disguises things a little bit better. When the running back is behind the quarterback in the shotgun, it's harder to key off blitzes. It's harder to tell, you know, which way he's going to block or which way he's going to run the football. And then most importantly, to get him going downhill in the run game. You know, he doesn't have to kind of slide sideways to get a handoff. He can get going downhill towards the line of scrimmage. Ultimately, I think the changes will be good. I know a lot of people were down after the game against Washington, but Washington is a really good football team. And I think you're going to see that as the season unfolds, that, you know, going into a very hostile environment when they're kicking off, you know, starting a new stadium, I don't think that loss is going to look as bad at the end of the season.
Visiting for a couple more minutes here with Danny Cannell. We'll be broadcasting the game tomorrow night on ESPN with Carter Blackburn and Allison Williams. Boise State at Fresno State. How do you look at this matchup? Obviously, Fresno State had their last game canceled against Colorado because of the flooding. They have 2 wins, the overtime 1-point squeaker against Rutgers, and then a game where they probably didn't play as well as they would have liked to against Cal Poly. How do you kind of look at you know, the Fresno State side of this? And obviously, you know, their offense, a couple of talented receivers, but it all starts with their quarterback, Derek Carr.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this matchup. You know, you've sort of got, you know, that you've got the big kid on the block in Boise State who has played the role of BCS Buster and kind of been that team that flies under the radar and people, you know, want to see if they can contend against the big boys. And then in Fresno State, you've got a team that kind of wants to take that title from Boise State. They want to be known as the team that can go out there and bust the BCS the last year that we'll have the system as we know it. And then I can't wait to see the battle of these quarterbacks. I mean, Derek Carr, you know, he's got huge shoes to fill, you know, with his older brother being the first pick in the NFL draft. He's slinging all over the place. They're not afraid to put the ball in the air. And, you know, he's got big shoes. And then the thing I like about Joe Southwick, too, is he's another guy who is not a family member he's trying to fill, but he's filling in for a legend in Kellen Moore. And that's not easy to do, and I think sometimes it can be a thankless job. But I think as we saw last weekend, to see with Joe Southwick, he's more than capable of living up to that.
Kind of a rarity for Boise State. You know, they're the underdog in this game. Fresno State's the ranked team. I think it's only happened one time since Coach Peterson's been there. We're in the AP poll. They've not been ranked, and the other team has. I know they're ranked in the coaches' poll, but how do you kind of look at the weird position that Boise State is in going into hostile environment as the underdogs in Vegas and not the team ranked?
Well, I think it could be a good thing for Boise State. They can kind of go back to playing that spoiler role that they've played so well, you know, for the past decade, you know, when they've always kind of had the chips on the table and, you know, it's been a tough game for them to go into. They've always risen to the occasion. And then on the flip side, I think Fresno State is saying, hold on a second, we've lost 7 games in a row to Boise State, so let's see if we can break this streak before we start, you know, going, looking and playing favorite. Let's make sure that you know, we can win this game at home. I think there's a lot of interesting storylines in this game, and it really should make for a fun game. You know, I kind of expect a higher scoring game with both of these offenses, you know, putting up a lot of points. And you know, ultimately, I think it will come down to the test of the quarterbacks. You know, who protects the football better and who makes the most big plays.
Final thing, and you kind of took my question there, but you know, I'm not going to ask you for a prediction. Obviously, you're calling the game, but when you do look at a couple keys, I mean, it does seem like this is going to kind of be a shootout. Is it going to come down to which team makes less mistakes offensively?
I think it could. I mean, it always seems to be that way. You know, I think both teams are interesting because they like to run trick plays. You know, you like to sneak some deep balls in there. I think it'll be a game full of big plays down the football field. But ultimately, I think it'll come up to which defense can kind of make, you know, the big plays, force a turnover, come up with a big interception. And, you know, right now I look at Fresno State, it's a team that really likes to force turnovers. You know, they didn't have an interception last week against Cal Poly, but before that they had 12 games where they had an interception. And then you look at Pete Kwiatkowski's defense for Boise State. I was doing some research for this game, and this Boise State defense, you know, as much as they've struggled this year, they're still 2-1. And then in the past 3 years, from 2010 to 2012, this Boise State defense third in the country in scoring, only giving up 15 points a game. The only two teams better than them defensively were Alabama and LSU. That's pretty good company for Boise State to be in. And I think it speaks volumes to their defense and what they do on the other side of the ball, too.
Well, it should be a great game. Obviously, probably a little easier for you after calling Boise State for the second game in a row. How much fun is this for you, getting to travel around? I know you do the radio stuff and some of the stuff on College Football Live and stuff, but what's it like for you to get out and get to call these showcase games on Friday nights?
Oh, I love it. This is my favorite part about the job is, you know, being on campuses, being in stadiums for game day, because there really is nothing better than being in a stadium on game day, feeling the electricity of the crowd, you know, walking through the tailgating before the game, and then ultimately the product on the field. I mean, I love college football. Guys put their, you know, their whole hearts into it. There's so much emotion, so much passion. And, you know, I was in Boise last week. What a great city. I had a fantastic time there. This is my first time in Fresno, so I'm excited. They're talking about a sellout crowd. So I think it's a great way to showcase, you know, some of these programs, you know, in the Mountain West that the rest of the country doesn't really know about. And for that to be the only game, you know, on nationally on Friday night is a great opportunity for them to showcase their talent.
Well, Danny, thanks so much. Sorry for the audio troubles here as I'm in the Salt Lake City Airport getting ready to head to Fresno. You're in Fresno. Should be a great game. Friday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Time with Carter Blackburn and Allison Williams on the call. It should be a great game. Good luck on the broadcast, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, BJ. Travel safe.
Thank you. That is ESPN college football analyst Danny Cannell, the former great quarterback at Florida State. Should be a great game Friday night between Boise State and Fresno State, 7 o'clock on ESPN. I'm BJ Raines for IdahoPress.com.